from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping a report this hour. Many Americans say the amount they pay for federal income taxes is, quote, unfair. A recent poll from Gallup found 50% of surveyed adults remain unhappy with their income tax rates. The poll also shows that most believe corporations and wealthy people don't pay enough. In response to the 2023 death of a nonverbal East Hanover student, a bill moving through the state legislature would require every school bus transporting disabled students to have video cameras. The bill would also establish civil penalties for any school bus driver or aide who does not call 911 during an emergency. Annabella Rossi says the nurse responsible for her son Matthew did not call 911 after he became unresponsive.
Our unspeakable tragedy should never have happened to our amazing son, who was in peak health, had an incredible zest for life, and loved going to school.
The nurse, Emilio Rivera, was sentenced last Friday to 90 days in jail. Rivera also agreed to give up his nursing license after pleading guilty to neglect in February. And during a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Monday, President Trump spoke at length to reporters about the tariffs his administration has put in place. He said the trade duties are prompting negotiations.
We'll be talking to China. We'll be talking to a lot of different countries. And I think, you know, if we can make a really fair deal and a good deal for the United States, not a good deal for others, this is America first. It's now America first.
In the same breath, however, he said his tariffs would not be paused while hashing out potential agreements. News brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Spring is here. Get your AC tuned up for just $77 and a free water heater safety check. If your system fails after the tune-up, Guaranteed Service will repair it for free. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Now the Lesser Glenn Business Report. According to a memo from the U.S. Deputy Attorney General, the DOJ is shutting down its national cryptocurrency enforcement team. The memo says they will instead take a lighter, decentralized approach to crypto, with local attorneys' offices focusing on digital asset crimes. On Wall Street, the Dow was an absolute roller coaster, and it closed down 320 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And how is the weather shaping up? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our next rain chance at the end of the week is looking like a real soaker. Rainfall totals may exceed 1 to 2 inches, potentially enough to raise flooding alarm bells. Friday will be the wettest day for the Garden State. Tonight we freeze, almost all in New Jersey, popping below that magical 32-degree number. We'll put highs in the upper 20s. It'll be clear and dry. Still cool tomorrow, but with lots of sunshine and calmer winds, highs around 50. Thursday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and lower 50s. Scattered rain showers will creep in eventually. And Friday, we get wet. Rain will likely be heavy at times. Highs on Friday in the 50s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Belvedere 41, Burlington 45, Old Bridge 46. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.